Good afternoon. I would like to pay my sincere thanks to the organizer to give me an opportunity to talk about here. I'm from North Dakota State University, and I'm going to give a talk on genomoid association study of heat, stress, tolerant traits in Brassica nepas. And you can see I have mentioned the poster number. I have a poster right after this session. I have a poster session, and the poster number is 801, and you are welcome to come over there. So, for this study, we conducted two experiments. One is in the control condition. The other one is in field condition. So in control condition, we use 88 germplasm, two sets of germplasm and three replications. And one set we grew all through in the greenhouse, and the second set we grew in the greenhouse. But during flowering time, we took those plants into the plant growth chamber, and then we gave a heat stress, artificial heat stress, in the growth chamber. And the heat stress condition was like 18 degrees for 4 hours, then temperature ramp up 18 to 35 degrees in 6 hours, then 35 degrees 4 hours, then temperature ramp down 35 to 18 degrees again 4 hours, then 4 hours for 18 degrees for 4 hours. And that is for 5 days. And this simulation based on the North Dakota weather condition during the flowering time of Brassica nepas. And then we did GBS, and we got about over 37,000 seed markers. And we studied in the greenhouse three different traits, pollen sterility, sterile and aborted pod, and pod on mains regime. And we did the GBS, the existing software like Tassel and SAS. And we got 115 significant markers with p-value 0.1 and 15 significant markers with p-value 0.01. And altogether, we got 20 QTL for three different traits. If we see pollen sterility, 5 QTL. And the phenotypic variation is 46%. Sterile and aborted pod, 8 QTLs. And the phenotypic variation is 60%, over 60%. And pod and on main regime is 7 QTL. And phenotypic variation is 60%. And in the field condition, we use 85 germplasm, and we use the RCVD block design with three replications. And here we also got over 37,000 SNP markers, and we evaluated five different traits, and we got 172 markers with p-value 0.1, 21 markers with p-value 0.01, and 42 QTLs for five different traits. And you can see here the QTL distribution for plant height, 6 QTLs, which is 52% phenotypic variation. Main regime height is 11 QTL and phenotypic variation 71% over. And sterile aborted pod, 7 QTL and 61% phenotypic variation. Pod on main regime is 7 QTL and 53% phenotypic variation, and podland is 11 QTLs. And we have two traits which are common for greenhouse and also the field traits. And what we did next, we set the markers on the physical map of the Brassica nepas chromosomes. And you can see here that the red QTL or red markers are the QTL we found in greenhouse, and the blue one QTL we found in the field condition. So these are the information for the breeders, as I am a breeder, so this is the information I am going to use. And what I am doing, because we screened the germplasm in the greenhouse and field condition too, and we identified few germplasm which are tolerant to greenhouse and field condition too. So that is the resource for me, and I am introgressing the traits into my elite breeding line. So this is the plan we are doing, and also we are going to make a new population, biparental population, to find out new QTL for market stress selection breeding program. And this research is funded by the Northern Canola Growers Association. And that's all my presentation, and this is rapid, very high, quick. And if you have any question, or I'll be happy to answer, or if you have long discussion, you can stop by to my poster anytime. Today. Thank you.